Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton made some points with farmers and ranchers this week by coming out with her vision for agriculture and rural America and getting the endorsement of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. During an appearance in Iowa, Clinton talked about her plan for rural America, which includes investments in rural transportation, making agricultural production more profitable, and promoting the use of renewable energy.
I have set two big goals for our clean energy future: 500 million solar panels within 4 years, and enough energy production from renewables to power every home in America within 10 years. But it's only going to be possible if rural states like Iowa lead the way. Already, you're producing roughly a third of your total electricity from renewables, especially wind and biofuels. And if Iowa can do it, I say this all over the country, so can the rest of America. We need to strengthen the renewable fuel standard so that it drives the development of advanced biofuels and expand the overall contribution that renewable fuels make to our national fuel supply.
Clinton even mentioned the importance of guest workers for agriculture and stressed the need for immigration reform.
The fact is, American agriculture is heavily dependent on immigrant labor. From the orchards of California to the processing plants of Iowa to the groves of Florida, the Des Moines Register recently noted that even though producers have raised pay, it's getting harder to find enough workers to harvest their crops. We're talking about billions of dollars in income lost because of farm worker shortages. Comprehensive immigration reform would help address this problem and give a needed boost to rural communities.
Secretary Vilsack introduced Mrs. Clinton in Iowa and made his support for her as a candidate clear.
This is a woman who will listen to us, who will fight for us, who will make sure that we win this election. And when she does, she will deliver for us. She will make us proud. I and my wife will always remain loyal to our friend Hillary Clinton.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.